Francis, of late, OmniMesh has been a hot topic here on the Future Creators podcast. Let's talk today about the fabric of money and how really our monetary systems might be altered entirely by some of the things going on today.
I am frankly blown away by the scope of OmniMesh's patent. Simply put, OmniMesh has a patent that just went global a few weeks ago. To turn every wireless device, whatever it is now, like your smartphone or car, to what it may become in the future. I love to use the example of a light bulb, into a blockchain-fired mini bank. Now, let's think about this for a second. Okay, that's interesting on one level. We're going to turn all these wireless devices into blockchain-fired mini banks, and we've had podcasts on that before. But let's just think of it in a slightly different way. We know from our video foundation series on future-creators.com that the cloud consists of three subsidiary membranes that all inflate with the cloud, and that's key here. One is the app membrane, like the sea of apps on your smartphone. The other is the app enablement device, app enablement membrane, anything that can enable an app. Again, smartphone to light bulb, it doesn't matter what it is or what it will be. And then you have the third element, which is the app delivery membrane, anything that connects the other two from Bluetooth to fiber, and doesn't matter what that is. Now, this is the key. If you look at the smart money companies, what they have done is they have understood that the interactions of these three membranes are monetizable. That's all Apple does when it sells you an app. It's monetizing the device, the app, and the space between them. It's taking that intersection of those three and turning them into money. Okay. Now, that means all the smart companies create an information surface that they float over those interaction points. Now, if we take one of these axes, the app enablement device axis, and we turn it into a mini bank, like it or not, that entire information surface and all those intersection points, whatever they are, becomes a mini bank if it's connected to wireless. And we all know that the bulk of devices are being increasingly connected by wireless. So what you have is this vast information surface space that suddenly is a sea of mini banks. Now, what is especially interesting is that this changes the fabric of money and the fabric of the network. The two of them are interwoven in one seamless piece. And then if you think about it a little bit more and you say, just a second, this is global. So we're not talking US dollars here. We're not talking about Japanese yen, euros. We're talking about a global bank space, not a global bank, but a bank space, a fabric of bank elements that are all buying and selling real goods. I mean, this is not a Bitcoin scam, nothing like that. This is real, tangible, manageable, measurable, a massive challenge to central banks, but also a massive challenge to business models. I mean, think of it. Can you imagine any single business model in any market, anywhere in the world, that will not be massively disrupted by this mini bank space that now floats on all cloud interactions? That's a revolution. And I think what we have here is, and I've said it before, it's the biggest change in the fabric of money since the creation of the Bank of England in 1694. But I've realized now it's more than that. It's the biggest change we could ever imagine in the structure of business models. And only here at Future Creators have we put any of this together. So if you're not into the Future Creators space and you're not studying what we produced very, very carefully, you're unlikely to be able to profit from this, or at least your competitors will profit from it long before you do.
So if a product or service business is really not operating on these three membranes, what are the first steps you feel they need to take to adapt to this new era and this new fabric of money?
Well, the first thing you do is you make sure you're connected to Future Creators at future-creators.com, and you study. You study the hell out of the stuff, so you make sure you know what's going on. That's the number one thing to do. What I can tell you from experience in Japan, there are entire nations that do not get this and will never get it. And if you look at Japan, the situation's horrible. I have been working with Japanese companies now in person for 30 years, and they've been buying my material for 42 or so. And I see no change, no reaction. There are no FANGs in Japan. Seven of the 10 world's 10 most valuable companies are platforms that act in this way, one way or another. There are no Japanese companies doing that. You can see entire nations not getting this. For China, this is the end of the party. I don't know how the party survives this. I mean, I don't even know what you do if you're the Communist Party of China. So I would say get with the program now and be ready to implement as fast as you possibly can, because when this hits, it will hit hard and fast.
For more on Future Creators, OmniMesh, and the Fabric of Money, visit us at future-creators.com. Thanks, Francis.
Thanks, Robert.